Good evening and welcome to Sunday Showcase. I am Damiano Pietropaolo. Tonight, we bring you the conclusion of Vikram Seth's novel, A Suitable Boy. Dramatized and directed by John Dryden, this radio production was recorded entirely on location in India. Here now is the conclusion of A Suitable Boy.
Ah, so you've come.
Yes, of course. I got your note this morning.
I haven't chosen a bad time for you.
No, worse than any other. Oh, that sounds bad. What I meant was that life is so hectic, I don't know why I simply don't collapse.
I hope you don't mind sitting in this corner. We could change.
No, I prefer it.
Well, what will you have? Coffee, tea?
Just a cup of coffee, nothing more.
Okay, two coffees.
Two more.
I have to go to a wedding, that's why I'm so overdressed.
I like what you're wearing. Green and gold. Quite dazzling. And the necklace with those little green things?
Those little green things are emeralds.
Oh. Well, you see, I'm not used to this stuff. It looks lovely, though.
Two coffees. Anything else?
No, thank you. Did you know that there's more snow and ice in India than anywhere else in the world, other than the poles?
No, I didn't. But I don't know lots of things. Such as, for instance, what's this meeting about?
It's about Lata.
I thought as much.
She won't see me. She won't even answer my notes. It's as if she hates me.
Oh, of course she doesn't. Don't be so melodramatic. She likes you, I think. But you know what the problem is.
Well, I can't stop thinking about her. And I feel so strangely low. It's no joke. I must have walked around the college grounds 5 times yesterday, thinking she was here or she wasn't here. She's really getting me annoyed. That's why I want you to help.
Me?
I must be crazy to love someone so much. No, not crazy. Well, it's difficult to explain, you know. Malati, with her, I had a sense of joy, a sense of happiness, which really I hadn't had at least for a year. But it lasted for no time at all. She's so cold towards me now. Malati, tell her I agree. I'll run away with her if she wants me to. No, actually, that's ridiculous. Tell her, how can she let our religions get in the way? She's not even religious.
Kabir.
So it's all up to you.
What are you talking about?
You can intercede on my behalf.
She's in Calcutta with her family.
Oh, Calcutta. Again. Well, write to her then.
Why do you love her?
Why? Why, because she has 6 toes. I have no idea why I love her, Malati. Anyway, that's irrelevant. Will you help me?
All right.
All this is having the strangest effect on my batting. I'm hitting more sixes but getting out sooner. Odd, isn't it?
I'll write to her in Calcutta. You just remain at the crease.
Are you being polite, Harish?
Sorry?
You're not eating anything at all. Politeness doesn't pay in this family. Pass the pastries, Arun.
I must apologize, Harish. I should have mentioned it this morning, but it slipped my mind entirely. I'm afraid Meenakshi and I will be out for dinner tonight.
Oh.
Yes. Well, we were invited 3 weeks ago and couldn't cancel it at the last moment. But Ma and the rest will be here, of course.
And Lata.
Yes, and me.
And Varun will do the honors. That is, if he's not still skulking in his room.
Varun is studying for his civil service exams.
Nothing a hangover, more like.
Both Meenakshi and I were looking forward to seeing you again, Harish.
We feel awful. Do have a cheese straw.
Thank you. Shall we sit down?
Yes, why not?
Well, it's been such a long time since we met.
Don't you count lunch 3 days ago?
Oh, that was for your family. You and I hardly spoke.
We were all very impressed with the Prahapur Managers Club and your position.
I hoped you would be. But I'm not sure what your elder brother thinks of all this. Is he avoiding me?
Oh, he's just being Arun. You'll get used to it. Like all his colleagues get used to it. Yes.
I hope I'm not going to become his colleague.
No, I'm sure. Very unlikely. Yes.
I've been reading Thomas Hardy.
Don't you find him a bit pessimistic?
I'm an optimistic person. Some people say too optimistic. So it is a good thing for me to read something that is not so optimistic.
That's an interesting thought.
Well, do I have grounds to be optimistic?
Harish, I think we should meet and talk a little more before I make up my mind finally. It is the most important decision of my life. I need to be completely sure.
Well, I'm sure. I have now seen you in 5 different places, and my feelings for you have grown with time. See, I'm not very eloquent.
It's not that.
Anyway, I'm sure I will improve with your instruction.
What's the 5th place?
What 5th place?
You said we met in 5 places. Rahapur lunch, Calcutta now, Kanpur, Lucknow. What's the 5th? It was only my mother you met in Delhi.
Brahmpur.
But
we didn't meet exactly, but I was at the platform when you were getting onto the Calcutta train. Not this time, a few months ago. You were wearing a blue sari, and you had a very intense and serious expression on your face, as if something had... Well, a very intense and serious expression. You seemed very sad.
What were you doing there?
Nothing. I had come to Brahmpur to buy leather for my firm, my old firm. I was just leaving for Lucknow. And then, for a few days after we met properly, I kept thinking, where have I seen her before? So yes, 5 towns. Brahmpur, Rahapur, Calcutta, Lucknow, Kanpur.
I wish you wouldn't call it Kanpur.
What should I call it?
Kanpur.
All right. And if you wish, I'll call Calcutta Kolkata. Is something the matter?
I'm just tired of Calcutta.
Tomorrow I will take you somewhere. We'll take the train to Prahapur. I'll show you the production line. I'm allowed to show special guests around. I'll make you a pair of shoes. Are you laughing at me?
No, but I can't tomorrow. I'm going to the Botanical Gardens tomorrow.
But I had set tomorrow aside for you. I plan to spend it with you.
You never told me, Harish.
You said, you wrote, that you wanted to spend as much time as possible with me.
Well, I still have 5 days before I leave for Brahmpur.
My leave will be over tomorrow. Can't you cancel your botanical trip? I insist.
Oh, don't be mean.
I'm not mean. I am not mean. No one has ever said that to me before. Please, do not ever use that word for me again.
But I didn't mean...
I am not mean. I am not ungenerous. I made a huge effort to entertain you and all your family a few days ago.
I know. I didn't mean to offend you. When I'm with my friends, we call each other mean all the time.
I am not mean.
I'm sorry, Harish. But if we don't even understand each other when we speak, what possible future can we have together?
I'm going now. I'll find my way to the station. Please thank your mother for me. I'm afraid I cannot stay for dinner.
It's cold. You'd better hold on to me for warmth.
Are you going to recite a ghazal by Mast for me?
Sorry. You married the wrong brother.
No. I don't think I could handle Man. He may be romantic, but he's so...
reckless, unpredictable.
Exciting. He's too exciting for me. And I'm happy with my wonderful, hardworking, reliably caring Pran.
Aren't I exciting too?
Yes, you are. In a lovely way. Especially when you play April Fools. Have you heard from Man recently?
Not since he came to visit me in hospital.
What is that thing there? With the walls and chimney? Beyond the Barsat Mahal?
Perhaps the tannery or the shoe factory? But everything looks different from this side. Especially at night. What's the latest on that front?
Lata and Harish?
Yes.
I don't know. When I was in Calcutta, Lata was being very secretive. Arun is dead set against him.
Well, he probably can't be too bad then.
Oh, so you think so?
Well, I suppose I too am going to be judged soon enough on the basis of a single meeting.
Soon enough.
Things really are going ahead now with this leadership position.
Or so Professor Mishra assures you.
No. They're going to interview in the next fortnight. They have a panel of academics coming from other universities.
I think you are in danger of becoming complacent.
Who, me? Why should I be complacent? humble university lecturer with a weak heart who will have to puff his way up the cliff at the end of this boat ride.
Well, perhaps not. Anyway, what does it feel like to have a wife and a child?
What does it feel like? It feels wonderful. And I suppose it must be quite pleasant to have a husband and a child.
Hmm? Yes, it is.
Are you want to talk only or to watch the Barsad Mahal? You are paying me good money to come here, huh?
Yes, yes, of course.
What's the matter, darling?
Nothing. What's the matter, darling? What have I said?
Nothing. I'm so happy.
Saida Begum is taking her wrist.
Wake her up.
Yes. There was a fight.
Where did it take place?
In this room.
Why is there no blood here? What was the weapon? Answer these questions, please.
It was a food knife.
Where is it?
She took it with him.
Who did? The attacker or the victim?
I don't know.
What is all this about Maan Kapoor?
Maan Kapoor?
The victim keeps repeating his name.
I don't know.
Was Maan Kapoor here last night?
Please, Sub-Inspector Sahib. Saida Begum can hardly speak. She has been singing so much and the weather has been so bad these few days.
Is it Maan Kapoor, son of Mahesh Kapoor, Minister of Revenue?
Please, Inspector, you are distressing her.
And what is all this about a sister? What is all this about a sister? The victim keeps crying. Tasneem, Tasneem.
She is not my sister.
Who is she?
Haven't you had enough? Haven't you had enough of torturing Saida Begum?
My daughter. She's my daughter.
Cracknell's done it again. Eastern Sea in the King George VI Cup. Just by half a length.
Did you bet on the winner, Varun?
No. Need you ask? Everyone else has all the luck. My horse came in fourth, after Orchides and Fairy.
What peculiar names.
I can't believe, Varun, that you have time for this. When are your civil service exams?
Don't worry, Ma. All that is in hand.
Orchides is one of the Orient Line boats. I am so looking forward to going to England. I shall visit Amit's college at Oxford and marry a duke.
You're married already. You have a child. Another is on its way.
Oh, yes, silly me. How I wish something exciting would happen. Nothing ever happens. And I was so looking forward to something happening in 1952.
Well, it is a leap year.
My God.
What?
Pran's brother's been arrested.
What?
How's Firoz? Not good, I'm afraid. It was a nasty wound. There is an infection.
Will he die?
I don't know.
How's Ma? I heard she was unwell.
She's all right. The doctors say she just needs plenty of rest. She wants to get you home.
What about Bauji? Is he angry?
No, not angry, man. He has spent the whole morning talking to lawyers.
I need to see Saidabad.
Ma, that's impossible. She's a material witness in the case and she won't be allowed to come.
Can you get a message to her?
Well,
I want her to know how sorry I am and that I still love her.
Oh, you fool!
Will you?
No!
Well, what about a note? I'll write a note and all you have to do is deliver it to the doorman.
Minister's son, Man Kapoor. I've heard about you. So, how do you like it here? If he dies, you'll be hanged, you know. Especially as he's a Muslim. Hindu minister's son murders Muslim Nawab Sada. Ah, it's probably caused a riot already. Maybe led to more deaths. After every execution, do you know what they do with the ropes? They dress them with beeswax and ghee to keep them smooth. And they add a bit of carbolic acid to the mixture to keep off the insects. What do you think? They have 5 ropes in this jail. Don't ask me why. They put all 5 ropes in a clay pot, stop up the top, and suspend it from the roof of the storeroom. Do you know why?
No, why don't you tell me?
To preserve them from rats. Think about that. 5 manila ropes, 1 inch in diameter, each fattened on a diet of ghee and blood, slithering about like snakes in a pot, waiting for their next victim.
Can't you talk to someone?
What?
Can't you have a word with the superintendent of police?
What good would it do?
All the good in the world if it saves our son. You are the Minister of Revenue.
The law must take its course. I spent the best part of my life fighting for equality. And I'm not about to start pulling favors just because I happen to be a minister.
But we're talking about man.
Do you have any idea what is happening in this country? We are about to embark on the largest election ever held anywhere on earth. The Congress Party, the party of Gandhiji, is threatening to split down the middle. People are defecting left and right. Everyone who is decent is leaving. They are accusing us, rightly enough, of corruption, nepotism and jobbery. And you ask me why I don't have a quiet word with the superintendent of police?
I'm thinking of planting a yellow jasmine here on the front wall. What do you think? It will look beautiful in the autumn.
Do whatever you want. Do I ask you for your opinion on my files?
Very exhausting, Ma. It's very good to have you back.
We've missed you. Yes, yes. Ma and Lata have missed our little Uma.
She's so good-natured as a rule. But last night she kept on crying. Then this morning I discovered that she was wet. How does one sort out the tantrums from the genuine tears?
There are some babies who cry several times in the night until they are 2 years old.
Look, look. Her tongue is poking out through her lips.
She'll be a little telltale when she grows up, A little chugalkor. Whom will we tell our tales on, Whom will we tell our tales on? Look at her little tongue. Lata, why are you looking like that? Do you have a headache?
No, Ma, I don't. Please let me read.
Where is Pran?
He's with his mother.
How is she?
Well, the doctors are very concerned. Pran is spending most of his time there at the moment.
All this business can't be doing her any good at all. So sad. We were all so sad to hear the news.
Vital?
All of you come to stay with us for a few days. It'll be good for Savita and the baby.
No, Amma. She prefers to be where she's used to living. And with the election, the house will be full of politicians. And you're supposed to be taking it easy. You take care of everyone and don't let anyone take care of you. You really look exhausted.
That's just old age. Fran, are you all right? You don't look at all well to me.
Yes, Amma, I'm fine.
Where's Mark got to, do you know? He's just disappeared. I'm very worried about him.
Amma ji, Man's in prison.
I need to, you know, lie down for a while. I just lie down here for a while.
Amma ji, are you feeling tired? Why don't you go to bed? Can I get you something?
Tea. I want.
Hello? Hello, Pran. Are you coming back for lunch?
Is Savita there?
Yes, just a moment. Savita, it's Pran.
Darling, what is it?
This is a serious condition, you see. I'm worried that her 7th, 10th and 12th nerves are affected.
Yes, yes. But what does all this mean?
Well, you see, these nerves are connected to the main area of the brain. I'm worried that the patient's ability to swallow might fail. There could be a second stroke. That would be the end. I suggest that the patient should be removed to the hospital immediately.
I see.
What are you saying, my dear?
I can't understand. Look, doctor said things we should get you to the hospital so you can be checked over.
I don't want to die in hospital.
Die? There's no question of your dying. I forbid it.
Excuse me. Yes, thank you. Welcome to the 1701st Brahmapur Poetry Society meeting. And today, we have a most distinguished guest, not the least of those who have merged the vigor of the West with a sensibility distinctly Indian. Mr. Chatterjee will read a selection of his poems and then answer questions about his work. Mr. Chatterjee.
Thank you, everyone. It is... An honor to be reading in the city associated with the name of the Barsat Mahal and the Urdu poet.
So how do you know Amit Chatterjee?
What is this, Kabir, an interrogation?
No.
Well, what is it then?
A civil question, which might merit a similar answer.
He's my brother-in-law. I mean, he's not my own brother-in-law, but my brother's.
And I imagine you've had plenty of opportunity of meeting him in Calcutta.
Just what are you trying to get at, Kabir?
Just that I've been watching him for the last few minutes and doing the readings too. And everything he does seems to be aimed at you.
Nonsense.
Look at him now. He keeps glancing over here at you.
But I think... Chatterjee, your defense of rhyme has been so very heartening that I myself have become an unashamed devotee of rhyme.
How wonderful.
I have a poem here that I have written that I would like you to read.
Let me see.
Now, please be quite honest. Honesty such as yours is so refreshing, and only honesty will do. Can I read it to you?
No. Please don't.
Fate snatched away sweet Toru Dutt at the soft age of 22. The casuarina tree was gone.
My dear boy, my commiserations go deeper than words. To the life cruelly abridged.
Thank you, Professor.
You must take care of your health, Dr. Bathroom. You mustn't undertake new challenges at a time of bereavement. And of course, family anxiety.
Yes.
So you agree?
Agree?
Agree to what? To withdrawing your application for the readership post, of course.
to be subjected to an interview at a time like this. Your mother so sadly demised, your brother in such difficulty. Don't worry, dear boy. I'll handle all the formalities with the selection committee and so on.
Particular drive within me to write about love.
Mm-hmm.
At that time,
and I suppose you take walks?
Sometimes.
We didn't do known to each other in cemetery.
Not exactly.
And I suppose you go up and down the Hooghly on a boat at dawn.
Kapir, how dare you?
And I suppose he writes to you letters as well.
What if he did? What if he does, but he doesn't? There's another man, and he's not a famous poet. He's a shoemaker who writes to me, and I write back. Go. Go with me at once, or I'll drop this plate.
Go ahead. Drop it. It's probably a Nauruji heirloom.
Please. Please don't, Kabir. Please don't.
Malvolio's revenge. Why have you made Olivia cry?
I haven't made her cry.
That's true.
No one has an obligation to cry. Any crying of hers is purely voluntary. Excuse me.
Of course. Well, I don't know if I've got round to congratulating you on your performance in Twelfth Night.
Thank you, Mr. Byrne.
You know, I'm thinking of taking on King Lear next year.
Oh.
But sadly, all my star performers would have graduated and left.
Would you excuse me?
Of course, of course.
Minister Kapoor, what an unexpected honor. And at a time of such family grief.
Yes, well, my wife had been unwell for some time.
Ah, yes, yes.
Anyway, I thought I would see if I could offer any assistance to our much respected superintendent of police.
I am honored, Minister.
I have always had the greatest respect for you.
And I for you.
I understand that my son is likely to be tried under Section 302 of the Indian Penal Code. I am concerned about the effect such a high-profile trial will have on the populace.
I see.
It could inflate religious tensions.
Yes.
Is there any way the charge can be reduced?
See, it's a problem for me now that matters have been aired so openly in the press.
Perhaps I can do something for you in return.
So where are you staying, Amit?
With an acquaintance of my parents.
Oh.
Mr. Moitra.
Yes, I know him. He's a philosophy professor.
Yes, he's been explaining to me his prescription for utopia. The country should be run by only children. Unmarried only children. Whose parents are dead. At any rate, he says that all ministers should be childless. Otherwise, of course, they're bound to try to get their children out of whatever scrapes they've got themselves into.
Pran's father is a minister.
Huh? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll
go check on Uma. Excuse me.
Won't you have some water?
No, thank you.
Let me take a plate.
Of course, it's not just politics. Academia is just as bad. A friend of mine, this Ila Chattopadhyay, do you?
Oh, no, I've heard of her. Isn't she an expert on Dunn?
Yes, at Calcutta University. She was telling me about a textbook scandal at some university where a professor got a book prescribed as a compulsory textbook when he himself had written it under a pseudonym. In fact, she's coming here to Brahmpur in a few days.
Really?
Mm. I'll tell her to look you up. You'll find her very interesting.
Well, I thought her book on Dunn was very good.
What is she coming for? She's sitting on some committee or other.
Was it a selection committee by any chance?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it was. Yes, she was talking about the poor caliber of most of the candidates, so it must have been.
I don't think I should meet her in that case. You see, I think I might be one of those candidates she's referring to.
Now, I would like some coffee.
You were very quiet over dinner.
Was I?
Mm. What were you thinking?
That I really liked your reading. It was very affecting, and I enjoyed the question and answer session afterwards.
I didn't know you knew young Kabir Durrani.
I didn't know he'd invited you.
I mean, what were you thinking just now?
When?
Now, when you were looking at Pran and Savita over the pudding.
Oh.
What?
that they look so happy together? Oh, I can't remember. Why are you laughing?
I like making you feel uncomfortable, I suppose.
Oh, why?
Or happy or puzzled. Just to see your change of mood. It's such fun. I pity you.
Why?
Because you'll never know what a pleasure it is to be in your company.
Oh, do stop talking like that. Ma will come in any minute.
You're quite right. In that case, will you marry me?
Oh, sorry.
Quick, before they come running to see what's happened. Say yes. Was it a family heirloom?
What? I'm sorry,
I suppose I'll have to wait. I was hoping that by springing it on you like that, I'd surprise you into agreeing.
I wish...
What?
I wish I could wake up one day and find I'd been married to someone for 6 years. Or that I'd had a wild affair with someone and never got married at all. Like Malti.
Don't say that. Ma might come in at any moment. Anyway, I wouldn't advise an affair with Malti.
Do stop being idiotic, Amit. You're so brilliant. Do you have to be so stupid as well? I should only take you seriously in black and white.
And in sickness and health.
For better and for worse. Far worse, I suppose.
Do you mean yes?
No, I don't. I don't mean anything, and nor I assume do you. Why are we kneeling here like Japanese dolls facing each other? Get up. Get up. Here comes Ma, just as you said.
Well, the baby's sleeping very soundly, very sweetly. What happened?
Sorry, Ma. It just slipped out of my hands. Don't worry. I'll clear it up.
Where are Pran and Savita?
They're sitting outside.
I see. Are you catching the morning train to Calcutta, Amit?
Yes, Mrs. Mehra, yes. I think I am.
Firstly, thank you all for coming such a long way, and welcome to Brahmapur.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've looked through the candidates' applications and so on, have you?
Yes, indeed.
I believe before we invite the first candidate in, Professor Mishra, you would like to say a few words?
Thank you, Vice-Chancellor. Well, as head of the department, I would like, if I may, to just indicate a couple of lines of thought that might smoothen the process and make everyone's task of selecting the right candidate easier. A sort of foretaste, as it were, of the proceedings.
Wouldn't it be better, Professor Mishra, for us to just do the interviews? Candidates are waiting outside and we are all quite capable of making our own selections.
Quite so, dear lady. Well, but the background... Merely to save time and bother, I know you have a train to catch this afternoon.
And that is precisely why I think we should get on with it.
Yes, yes. Dr. Kapoor?
Yes.
Ready to face the firing squad?
I think so.
Don't worry, I have been singing your praises. Come on.
Let us then make our decision.
That shouldn't take us long. That thin, dark fellow, Prem Khanna, head and shoulders above everyone else.
Pran Kapoor.
Yes, Prem, Pran, Prem. I'm always getting things like this wrong. You know who I mean?
Indeed. Well, there might be certain difficulties there. Let us look at a few more possibilities. Injustice to the other candidates.
What difficulties?
Well, he's had a bereavement recently. His poor mother.
Well, he certainly didn't let the thought of his dead mother get in the way of his dueling this afternoon.
Yes, when he said that Shakespeare was implausible.
Nonsense! He said that the plotting of The Winter's Tale was implausible, and so it is. But seriously, this question of duty and bereavement surely is none of our business.
Dear lady, I am the one who has to run this department. I must see that everyone pulls his weight. Dr. Kapoor, whilst tolerable as an academic, is not very cooperative in the running of the department. He needs to mature.
Perhaps in 2 years' time, we can consider him again. Now, this Sharma fellow...
Isn't he the nephew of the chief minister?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, he is.
I found him very ordinary.
Well, I found him extremely solid. Besides, Dr. Kapoor has the strangest views about the syllabus. He thinks Joyce, yes, Joyce, should be thrust down people's throats. And his health is poor. And, just between ourselves, there have been complaints that he was involved with a certain woman student.
Was it investigated?
In the nature of things, it would be unreasonable to expect concrete evidence for these complaints. But they have to be considered.
Hello.
Hello, Kapoor.
I see you're on your way out.
Yes, I came to buy Woodhouse, but I bought myself Jane Austen instead.
I'd like you to have a coffee with me at the Blue Danube.
I have to get back. I told Savita I'd be back in an hour.
Savita can wait. I was going to buy a book too. I can wait also.
Which book?
What does it matter? I don't know. I was just going to browse. Nothing in poetry or mathematics though.
Oh, Professor Mishra, please come
my
in.
My dear boy, I don't want to disturb you. I just wanted to be the first to congratulate you.
On what?
It was a close thing, a very close thing. Some of the other candidates were truly excellent, but well, I believe we have an understanding, you and I. An equation, as it were. And well, I should not be telling you this until the seal of the envelope containing our decision is broken in the Academic Council. Not that your own excellent performance did not contribute as much to our decision as my own humble words on your behalf.
Are you saying that I got the readership?
There was opposition. Some people said you were too young, too untried, the atrocious crime of being a young man, etc. But quite apart from the question of merit, at such a sad time for your family, one feels a sense of obligation. One feels one has to do one's bit. Was it not the great Wordsworth who talked about those little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and of love?
I believe it was.
Oh, and pass my congratulations on to your father, the minister.
But,
I've always thought of him as a man of outstanding talent and integrity.
You haven't heard?
Heard what?
He lost. He is no longer a minister.
What?
Were you serious?
About what?
You're writing to someone.
Yes.
Who is he?
His name is Harish Khanna.
What does he do?
He makes shoes.
How serious is it?
Ma wants me to marry him. Aren't you going to say something? Do you hate me? Do you care whom I marry?
Don't be stupid. And please stop those tears. They won't improve your coffee or my appetite. I know of two mixed marriages.
Ask me to work. No one else would better work. Now. I can't even trust myself.
Then why are you sitting here with me?
I don't know.
And why are you crying?
I don't know.
My handkerchief is dirty. If you haven't brought a handkerchief, you said nothing. Come on, eat your cake. It'll do you good. I'm the one who's been rejected. I'm not sobbing my heart out.
I must go. Thank you.
Don't leave your book behind. Mansfield Park. I haven't read that one. Tell me if it's any good.
My dearest Lata, I hope everything is well with you and with the family. I have been so busy with work these last few weeks that I have come home exhausted and not been in that state of mind in which you deserve to hear from me. But the Goodyear welted line is going from strength to strength, and I have even persuaded the management to take on a new scheme of mine by which entire uppers can be made outside and assembled for final manufacture here at Praha. Of course, that would be in the other lines, such as Brogues. All in all, I think I've already shown them that it was not a mistake to take me on. There is something I have not touched upon in either of my last two letters, and it is good of you not to have mentioned its absence. As you know, I was very upset about a word you used, which I realize in retrospect you did not intend as I took it. For some reason, I was also uneasy in general. I have often been criticized for my thick-skinned sensitivity, but now, with the passing of the weeks, I realize that I was in the wrong. Sometimes I come across situations that I do not know how to handle despite my well-formed opinions, and I find that after all, perhaps there is less reason to be proud than I thought. So please, please accept my apologies, Lata, and forgive me for ending New Year's Day in such an unpleasing manner. I hope that when we get married, I'm hoping that it is when, not if, you will tell me with that lovely, quiet smile of yours whenever I take things amiss that are not badly intended. The feelings I have for you increase every day, and unlike my shoes, do not take Saturday and Sunday off. Needless to say, I have your framed photograph on my desk before me, and it brings to me tender thoughts of the original. You will be glad to know that I have given up chewing pan and taking snuff. I have been warned that your family does not think it attractive, and whatever I think about it, I have decided to be accommodating in this respect. I hope you are impressed by all these efforts of mine to Mehraize myself. I have talked to Arun and Meenakshi a few times on the phone. They have unfortunately been busy with various engagements, but they have promised to make time to come for dinner sometime in the near future. I hope you are studying somehow through all this. I am keeping my fingers crossed for your exams, and I am very confident, my Lata, that you will come out in flying colors. Give my love to Ma. With all my love, your own Harish.
Will you remain in politics?
I don't know. I think I've had enough. Politics is changing. The people who broke their heads fighting for freedom are now breaking each other's.
You'll soon come back in a by-election.
More and more money is required to fight elections. And politicians will be forced to demand more and more money from businessmen. And then, being corrupt themselves, they won't be able to wipe out corruption in the civil service. They won't even want to. Sooner or later, the appointments of judges, election commissioners, the top civil servants and policemen will be decided by these same corrupt men. And all our institutions will give way.
Not if you hold on to your principles.
Principles?
The principles of Gandhiji.
He would have been 82 today. And a miserable man. He was ignored when he was alive, thrust to the sidelines at the end of his life. So what is going to make politicians take notice of him now? It is only 4 years since Gandhiji's death, and his message of generosity and reconciliation is already forgotten. Now please leave me. I'm tired. Go to your family.
I'll come back again tomorrow at the same time.
No, no. I refuse to believe it. Have you posted the letter yet?
Yes.
You're mad. Absolutely mad. How could you do it?
Don't be like my mother. Oh, my poor Lata. Oh, my poor Lata.
Was that her reaction? I thought she was keen on Harish. Trust you to do just what mommy says. But I won't have it, Lata. You can't ruin your life like this.
I'm not ruining my life. And yes, that might well be her reaction. She's taken against Harish for some reason, and Arun's been against him from the beginning. But no, mommy didn't say that. In fact, mommy didn't even know. You're the first person I'm telling, and you shouldn't be trying to make me feel miserable.
I should. You love Kabir, and you must marry him.
There's no must about it. Go and marry him yourself. No, don't. Don't. I'll never forgive you. Please don't talk about Kabir, Malu, please.
You're going to regret it bitterly. I'm telling you that.
Well, that's my lookout.
Why didn't you ask me before you decided?
Have you forgotten? You were the first person to tell me to give him up. You told me to forget Kabir.
I changed my mind. I was wrong. Terribly wrong. Look at the danger caused to the world by that sort of attitude.
Why do you think I'm giving him up?
Because he's a Muslim.
It's not that. It's not just that. There isn't any single reason. Madhi, I can't describe it. My feelings with him are so confused. I'm not myself when I'm with him. I ask myself, who is this? This jealous, obsessed woman who can't get a man out of her head? Why should I make myself suffer like this? I know it'll always be like this if I'm with him.
Oh, Lata, don't be blind. It shows how passionately you love him.
I don't want to. I don't want to. If that's what passion means, I don't want it. Look at what passion has done to the family. I hate passion. Passionately and forever.
You just don't realize what you're throwing away, Lata. You're choosing the wrong man. What about that other chap? That poet Amit? How has he put himself out of the running?
We're two alike. His moods veer and oscillate as wildly as mine. Can you imagine the life of our poor children? And if his mind's on a book, I don't know if he'll have any time for me. Sensitive people are usually very insensitive. I should know. Anyway, you seem to be happy with anyone but Haresh.
Because I see nothing. Nothing at all in common between you two. And it's completely obvious. You don't love him. Have you thought this thing through, Lata, or are you just making up your mind in some sort of a trance? Think, do you like the idea of sharing your possessions with this man? Of making love with him? Does he attract you? Can you cope with the things that irritate you about him?
Do you think I haven't thought about any of this?
So you're at ease. You're at ease with yourself. And you know exactly what you're going to do?
I'm not at ease. I'm not. It's not easy, Manu. How can you think it is?
I heard you had been released. Did you not receive my notes?
Yes.
But you didn't come. I was ill. I was desperate to see you. I was going mad. You look so thin. You look so thin. What have they done to you? What have they done to you? What is it? Have you changed so much? Have I changed? You aren't well.
No. No, I'm not. I am to blame for everything that has happened.
You don't love me. Don't tell me. You do. I can see.
Love? What's love?
Nahak sahab, something has changed. Something has changed. What has happened to you?
I don't know. Yes, it is a problem. A serious problem. The first problem of our married life.
So it's you we are to blame for bringing these two rascals together.
Yes. I introduced Haresh to Mrs. Mehra when she came to stay in Delhi.
Ah, well, I too must take some of the blame. Haresh and Lata's first meeting was at my house in Lucknow. Lata, my dear.
Hello, Uncle.
You have finally embarked on life's great journey. Have you checked what's on the ticket?
Yes, Uncle.
I saw from the very beginning that you two would get married. It's a match that Lata's father would have approved of. She's a very, very good girl.
Would you excuse me, please?
Of course.
Excuse me. Lata! What's the matter?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Hello. You must be Varun, Lata's brother.
Yes.
You live in Calcutta. Lata's told me about you.
Yes,
I'm Malti, her best friend. She's married the wrong man and breaking her heart.
Oh, really?
The bride of Goodyear Welty. Do you want to come for a walk?
All right.
Congratulations on your civil service exam. I hear you got through with flying colors.
Well, I think they must be totally mad.
Why?
Selecting me.
Where will you be working?
Well, at first in Delhi, where they train all the new recruits. And,
What are you doing here?
We were just,
There are guests to entertain.
Hello, Ma. Many congratulations. What a lovely wedding.
Yes.
These gulab jamuns are delicious. You must try one.
Malti, you look a little under the weather. Too much gallivanting about with those medical students. Go and sit on that bench over there at once. It's much cooler. Now I must have a word with Varun, who is not doing his duties as a host. Come, Varun. You too will marry a girl I choose.
But Ma...
A suitable girl, that is what I want for you. That is what your daddy would have wanted. Suitable girl. No exceptions.
She's not in charge of the band.
Haresh, what are you doing?
I thought that since we're in Brahmapur, I should look in on the local Praha factory.
But we're catching the train to Calcutta this morning. And it's the first day of our lives together. Don't you want breakfast?
Maybe later.
But you can't just leave me here like this.
You're right. I can't. Why don't you come too?
To a shoe factory?
You might enjoy it.
I think I'll go and see Savita. But the train leaves at 11 and Maan is coming in his father's car to take us to the station.
I won't be late. I promise. Bye.
Of A Suitable Boy by Vikram Seth, the part of Lata was played by Aisha Dharkar, Mrs. Rupa Mehra, Mahbanu Modi Kotwal, Harish, Rahul Bose, Amit, Rajat Kapoor, Kabir, Purab Kohli, Mahesh Kapoor, Naushirwad Jahangir, Mrs. Kapoor, Meher Jahangir, Saida Bai, Ila Arun, Meenakshi, Radhika Dikunya, Arun, Farid Kareem, Maan, Kushan Kriplani, Malti, Lavleen Mishra, and Uncle Sehgal. Roshan said. Other parts were played by Devika Shani, Sanjeev Vatsa, Nadir Khan, Kunal Roy Kapoor, Quasar Thakur Padamsi, Ella Atai, Jerson Dikunya, Firdausi Jasawala, and members of the cast. The music was composed by Sasha Patni, Raman Mirza, and Nick Russell Pavia. The Swarli soloist was Iqbal Vasi, and the songs were performed by Ila Arun. The sound designer was Nick Russell Pavia. A Suitable Boy was dramatized and directed by John Brightman.
And so we conclude our broadcast of A Suitable Boy. I hope you have enjoyed this epic and lush portrait of India in the 1950s. The vast majority of Canadians now live in urban centers. Sunday Showcase turns its dramatic microphones on life in Canadian cities in a series of new plays. Next week, we're off to Vancouver for Stanley Park, a mouth-watering tale of urban cuisine and family kinship. For Sunday Showcase, I'm executive producer Damiano Pietropaolo. Good night.